In women's collegiate basketball for decades, this has been true. If you make it to the summit, you can expect a good talking to from the coach.
Your lack of mental toughness right now is glaring. We got to be better than that. That's unacceptable.
That's Coach Pat Summitt, the longtime coach of the University of Tennessee's Lady Vols. That clip is from the Southeast Conference TV channel, where Coach Summitt has led her team to 8 NCAA championships by not accepting much in the way of slacking by her players. Here she is in 2009 forcing her Lady Volunteers to practice after they were eliminated from the NCAA tournament.
They have to all understand that this is unacceptable, losing the first round game. And we lost to a team that just out-hustled us, outplayed us, and obviously had the discipline that we lacked.
She's the winningest coach in basketball, but this week the legendary Coach Summitt announced that she has been diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's disease. Is she going anywhere? What do you think?
I mean, I could retire, but right now we're trying to get this team where it needs to be, and you know, we've got a veteran group, and no, I'm looking forward to the season. I'm not going to let this keep me from coaching, that's for sure.
In a moment, we'll talk about what this means for the women's basketball program at Tennessee and for the millions of people at risk for Alzheimer's themselves, but we want to give you a sense of what Pat Summitt has meant to the people she's closest to, her players. Tamika Catchings played for Coach Summitt at the University of Tennessee from 1997 to 2001.
First time I saw Pat coaching, I was a seventh grader, and I just happened to be flipping through the channels, and I remember on the screen, it was her eye, you know, just the determination and the passion and just the love. And I mean, it's all the thing that you would want in a great coach. For me, it was like, man, I want to play for this woman.
Pat Summitt has coached the University of Tennessee Lady Vols for 40 years. And Tamika said she has four decades of dedicated players standing behind her, just as Coach Summitt stood strong with her teams.
When you think about the determination and you think about all the things that Pat has been able to accomplish, a lot of it has come from her determination, and she's had so many trials and tribulations throughout her life. But look at her. You know, she's still standing strong.
So what was Tamika's immediate response when we asked her about the news that Coach Summitt has Alzheimer's? See if you can hear the influence of Coach Summitt in this answer.
We're going to be there. We're gonna fight it, and you know, we're going to get through this.
Speaking yesterday to The Takeaway, Tamika Catchings, one of Pat Summitt's players at the University of Tennessee.
She has so many people that are out there that respect her. For, you know, for her and respect her for what she's been able to do in the basketball world and then even beyond just as a woman.
An emotional reaction, emotional day, really, with the announcement that Pat Summitt has been diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's. People in women's basketball will be thinking about this all day long. But the question of staying on as a coach even after the diagnosis, what does that mean? Joining us is Dr. Heather Snyder, Senior Associate Director of Medical and Scientific Relations for the Alzheimer's Association. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. You know, assess the notion of determination, which is certainly admirable, versus the practicality of attempting to do what Pat Summitt is announced she's going to do.
Well, I think it's important to remember that for anyone diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, you can live a very meaningful and productive life after diagnosis. Alzheimer's disease affects individuals in very different ways, and decisions about whether you're going to stay working or any decision that would affect your life is something that would be really an ongoing conversation with the individual, their caregiver, and their healthcare professional, and their entire support network.
So your view, Dr. Heather Snyder, is that this issue is not unlike any other sort of disability issue in the workplace. It needs to be negotiated on a sort of moment-by-moment, case-by-case basis, but it's really up to the rights and the discretion of the individuals involved.
So Alzheimer's disease is a progressive disease, and so, yes, it does need to be an ongoing and continue discussion on the comfort level of the individual as well as their support network around them.
And what do you think the legacy is that, you know, Pat Summitt inherits here? We're certainly living past the period of Ronald Reagan, who, of course, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. It's not clear when that diagnosis was officially made, but there certainly is the prospect that an individual in a very high-powered position actually functioned as a president of the United States with some symptoms of Alzheimer's. What do you make of that?
Well, I think the Alzheimer's Association would salute Coach Summit on her courage for sharing her diagnosis, and we hope that it continues to raise awareness about the importance of early diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. There are many benefits for diagnosing an individual in the early stages of Alzheimer's disease. And although we don't have a therapeutic or treatment today that can stop or slow the progression of the disease, there are many benefits to the individual. They can plan for their future. They can talk to their family members, as well as define for themselves what their care and financial future will look like when faced with an Alzheimer's disease diagnosis. They can also advocate for all those that can no longer speak for themselves related to the needs of individuals with Alzheimer's disease. They could participate in a clinical trial. And so there's a whole lot of opportunities for individuals that are diagnosed in the early stages of Alzheimer's disease.
Dr. Heather Snyder, I'm just guessing here, but I suspect the best time to contact Coach Summit about possibly doing a fundraiser for the Alzheimer's Association would be after she wins her next NCAA championship, wouldn't you say?
I cannot speak to the specifics of Coach Summit or her situation.
But specifically, do you think this will raise awareness, her functioning and her productive, continued responsibility as a coach down in Tennessee?
Well, we know that there is certainly a stigma associated with Alzheimer's disease, and anything that we can do as an organization and as a society to continue to raise awareness about Alzheimer's disease, about the warning signs for Alzheimer's disease. The Alzheimer's Association actually published the top 10 warning signs. They're available on our website at alz.org or by calling our 1-800 24-hour helpline at 1-800-272-3900 regarding these warning signs. So if anyone is concerned about themselves or a loved one, we would encourage them to reach out to either the Alzheimer's Association or their healthcare professional.
Dr. Heather Snyder, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Snyder is Senior Associate Director of Medical and Scientific Relations for the Alzheimer's Association, and we want to reiterate that reach out to us as well. We know many of our listeners have their own personal and family stories of being affected by Alzheimer's and even possibly being in the same situation as Pat Summit with a diagnosis or the prospect of a diagnosis and having to make the decision, do you stay in a position of responsibility or do you move aside? Share your own stories by calling us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And throughout this hour, we've been exploring a theme, follow the leader, from Pat Summit staying on as coach, Steve Jobs stepping down as CEO of Apple, some more controversial leaders perhaps in the Middle East. We're looking at what happens when influential leaders have announced a major life change for themselves. How does it affect the companies or institutions or nations that they lead? You can listen back to all our coverage. Tell us what you think by heading to thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is out on a staycation the rest of this week, and we're happy for her. This is The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.